legalism has never kept anybody from sin. Only the Holy Ghost can keep people from sin. It takes the Spirit of God changing someone by the grace of God that deals with sin. A church needs to be oriented towards grace and forgiveness and mercy and love. But we look here at Judah. At this point in his life, he doesn't know God. And let me tell you, whenever you point your finger at somebody, you got three fingers pointing back at you. He's going to have her, what, tortured to death. Not just bring her here and let me dress her down and fuss at her and bless her out because she's pregnant outside. Bring her here and let me burn her slowly. Let me roast her. You know, there's nothing more cruel than religious people who aren't dealing with their own sinfulness. Do you believe that? There's nothing more cruel than religious people who aren't dealing with their own sinfulness. I don't care whether those religious people are Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or Jewish or Muslim or Hindu or you name it. Religion is the worst thing that human beings have ever used in this world to do evil with. And fundamentally, Christianity isn't even a religion. It's a relationship. It's not about what you do, it's about what God has done for you and a relationship born of grace that grows out of it. But I want you to see here, this old man, he is bloated with self-righteousness and his self-righteousness leads him to a harsh and cruel treatment. What should happen when somebody falls into sin in the church? They need to be confronted with it. And then if they repent and they ask God to forgive them, they need to be embraced. They need to be loved. They need to be held on to and cherished. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.